Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. And with me today is Seth Geis from the Pastania Studio, John McTavish, and from the Box Press Studio, June Liu. How are you guys doing?
Super.
Doing well. Thanks for asking. It's day 112, and Aaron Rodgers has still not been traded to the New York Jets. So the trade watch continues.
Yes.
Dude, he's fucking in a cabin doing some weird
darkness
ritual shit. Yeah. Man, yeah. It's gonna be weird. That New York media is gonna destroy that guy.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, if you're a football fan, like just take the year off, because if he gets traded to the New York Jets, I might have to stop watching, because like it's gonna be like 2009 again, and it's gonna be like, can you just stop talking about the New York Jets? And then they're gonna be on Hard Knocks, and then they're gonna just double down.
Who do they have for Hard Knocks this year?
It's gonna be the New York Jets.
It's probably gonna be the New York Jets if Aaron Rodgers goes there.
Yeah, it's like it's between the Texans, the Jets, the Commanders, and I want to say the Colts. I can't remember the other team that's in play. Maybe it's Colts, not the Ravens. Sure. Anyways, now that we beat that to death.
News.
All right.
Okay.
So I'm gonna share the screen so that we can take a look at this. While I gave all the details, I think that's the better way to do it now.
It's a good looking wrap. Look at that.
Yeah. Way to do it? So today we're talking about the Gurkha Collection Especial Lonsdale. This is not a Lonsdale, it's more of a Grand Corona, 6.25 by 48.
Come on, guys. Don't bullshit that a
knife,
bullshitter.
That knife that Gurkha's guy is holding is more of a Lonsdale than a Grand Corona.
Yeah. This cigar comes out of the PDR factory in the Dominican Republic. Wrapper is Ecuadorian Connecticut Shade Hybrid. Binder is Mexican Sumatra. Filter is Connecticut Broadleaf and Undisclosed Habano Seco and Lajero. Blended by Abe Flores. Price point is $13.95, and the cigar was released in November of 2022. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like?
This was a good Gurkha. We have not said that. Actually, no. We haven't said that in a while because we rarely review Gurkhas. But this is a special Gurkha because it's made by PDR, right? Which is why we're reviewing it. Let's be honest here. If it was some regular Gurkha, would have been like, that's okay. It's MSRP $200, you know, 95% discount, new release. Probably not going to review it. Anyways, with all that said, this was a good cigar. Very easygoing flavors. My mouth tasted buttered toast, hay, roasted nuts, and just a touch of red pepper spice. It's all delicious.
Right. Seth, what were your thoughts?
Listen, it was, you know, cedar, white pepper notes. There's cinnamon. I got some coffee, tobacco, earth. It was really balanced. Medium in strength and body throughout. Really good construction. Burn and draw. So it was, it was really enjoyable throughout the whole thing. And I'm not just like laughing because it's a PDR and a Gurkha, but it's just, it was really good. It was really good. John?
I mean, something, something book, something, something cover, you know, sweet creaminess, nutmeg, some really nice bread character, light plus pepper, just really serving as a, like an accent note, not as a, something overwhelming in the palate, chocolate, little musty wood. I was like, this is nice. And then it evolved into something a little bit more sort of pastry forward in the second third with kind of bread and wood, a little bit of dry hay, just to keep it honest. Quite nice. The last third was still pleasant, just not as complex with creamy pepper and bread, a little bit of tannic wood sort of offsetting that. Kind of became more little wood forward as it progressed. As others have said, the burn is great. The draw was great. So yeah, this was a nice experience, a nice breakup in some of the reviews we've been doing. Aaron, what about you? What was your experience?
Yeah, for me, the cigar began with toast, cedar, earth, and chalkiness. Got a light burning paper note that was, you know, that kind of popped in. Black pepper became present a little bit later. Second third saw the components working well together as the burning paper note departed. And then the final third saw some wood bitterness kind of join in. Construction was absolutely perfect. To me, I would say like this is the poster child for how a cigar should be construct or how it should perform while you're smoking it. Absolutely crisp burn line. Ash held on nicely. The draw was perfect. Like, I couldn't ask for any more from the performance of the cigar in that regards. But I thought the cigar had a little bit of a slow start, but kind of saw everything come together kind of in that second third, and then kind of dropped back to average in the final third. You know, I thought it was a bit above average, kind of with that traditional Connecticut shade profile. Price point's a bit high, but I think I'd still be okay coming back to the cigar. Kind of that impressive performance, as well as kind of, you know, having an interesting kind of flavor profile through the middle, would be something I'd be, you know, up for checking out again. Maybe try some of the other Vitolas, kind of see how they smoke to see where, you know, I find the best fit. Maybe another one, you know, starts off faster than this one did for me. But yeah, I thought it was still a kind of a bit of an impressive cigar. So let's get into the scores. We are going to start at the top with Seth at 7.17. June and John both gave it a 6.82, and I gave it a 6.1. So Seth, had that 7.17 matchup for you.
Yeah, listen, it was a good stick. It's, you know, I find it hard sometimes to beat a really good Connecticut, especially when it's just smoking great. It's just got a good solid flavor profile. You know, when that burn looks good against Connecticut, it just, I don't know, it just looks good. I mean, that doesn't really impact the score and so forth, but that's just more of an internal thing. I really like the blend. I like the diversity of the tobacco. It's one of those that I do want to try the other Vitolas. But yeah, it was a good stick. Good price too, actually, overall. I mean, for the price and what the score is, yeah, it's happy. Who's next? Who's up?
All right, June, 6.82.
I like it when it's like a lighter wrapper shade. And then every time you suck, the ash, you know,
grows.
It'll show you how much the ash grows.
Yeah.
And then it stops when you stop sucking.
Yeah.
So you play a pretty fun little game. You could suck really, really intensely and then short spurts. And then you could see the ash kind of go follow it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is a really good cigar. I'm surprised by, I'm a little surprised, right? Usually, Gurk, I'm not that big of a fan of, but, and the price point is not that bad. And this hybrid, I mean, aspect of things, it works. They should use this wrapper more in the future. Yeah,
they got away from Aganorsa and took a step up. So, all right, John.
Yeah, twinsy score here. Matches up well. There's a lot to like about the cigar. Like others have said, you know, price point in the current market. In the past, we would have said $13 for Connecticut's kind of, you know, a little bit much. But honestly, it's not anymore. This is kind of the market. And, you know, I'd rather pay $13 for a cigar that's going to perform perfectly in construction and deliver great flavor than $13 for a cigar that's not going to do any of those things. I wouldn't say I'm necessarily surprised, because I think in the past I've enjoyed more premium Gurkhas that are good. I think the problem is that a lot of people are smoking their catalog stuff and they're like, well, this is not good. And it's like, well, if, like, show me who makes good catalog stuff. They're meant to hit a price point, and they do. And, you know, if you want to smoke something that tastes good, this is what you should probably pick up. Aaron?
Yeah, my 6.1 matches up well. It's above average flavor profile. Perfect construction. You know, this is my, like I said in the other review, this is 6.1 is kind of where I have to make that decision. I think I lean towards smoking this one again. So, you know, I thought it was good enough to give it another try. Want to try some of the Vitolas, see what that does. And you guys all liked it. So it's definitely a go for me. All right. Any other final thoughts from you guys on this one?
Yeah. Listen, if this isn't a Toro, we've found in the past that sometimes the larger ring gauge stuff could pop. So it's possible that in the larger ring gauge, you know, this is somehow better, which would be kind of interesting.
Yeah, they actually they did a TAA version of this before this release of these Vitolas, and it was like a perfecto shape. So I don't know how that would do. So yeah,
probably $20 because it's TAA.
I'd have to look it up. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, it's all good.
All right, wherever you're catching this video, be sure to like and subscribe, but check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. You can follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
Especial.